It's time for Over There with Mirella Rostorfer. Mirella is our European correspondent. She joins us weekly. One of the absolute benefits of this virus is that I know where she is at most of the time. So I don't even have to guess. I can just sound smart. She's in Switzerland. Don't mess with me. How are you?
Hi, Jill. Yes, you are right again.
Oh, what a surprise.
Yes, it feels good. Yes, from Switzerland, with now after many weeks of choosing other topics, I have to come back to the COVID-19, as it is really having again a huge impact on Europe, and I believe more than it was actually expected when we were all feeling more optimistic through the summer. So what's happening in Europe is that some countries are deciding to do some full lockdowns again. And we all know what it means. While it is meant to save lives, of course, and also protect all the health systems that are absolutely at their maximum capacity by now, it also has, of course, a huge impact, considering that we are 1 week from December, which is supposed to be normally one of the best time for most businesses. So Germany is going into a lockdown. There was a speech from Chancellor Angela Merkel. She was, for the first time, I think, in years, I mean, I never saw her like this, extremely emotional. I think, I suppose that she knows exactly what she's talking about, in the sense that she's a scientist herself. But also that she is very aware of the amount of people that are dying every day. So the lockdown is going to last until the 10th of January. All non-essential businesses are going to close. There will be a little bit of a present for Christmas, in the sense that 4 close family members will be allowed to join one household. This is not much, but I think it means a lot to many people nevertheless. Netherlands, one of the countries that has been the most relaxed at the beginning of the pandemic, is also going into a full lockdown, and it's the same: no shops anymore, no cinemas, no hairdressers, no schools, and we also know what that means for the students, the pupils, and their parents, obviously. Every household can only have 2 guests, except for Christmas. It's going to be 3 guests. So this is an extremely strict lockdown. But again, the health system are not able to absorb much more than what is going on right now. Other big countries in Europe, like Italy, Spain, France, UK, do not have full lockdowns right now, even though Italy is really thinking about it. But they do have many restrictions. If I take France as an example, the restaurants and bars are still closed. They have a curfew from 8 p.m. to 6 a.m., which is a very strict one, and means basically that in the evening nobody is outside anymore. And this is not going, it's going to be slightly lifted for Christmas, I believe, but not for New Year's Eve, which is the biggest worry of all governments right now. And that's why they are taking strong measures before. Now, one paradox is that some places are doing a lockdown basically right now in order to be able to lift it for Christmas and New Year, which I can understand, but as also many other people are saying, what's the purpose of restricting until a certain time, then all of a sudden allowing many more things, and then having, without any doubt, at the beginning of January, a third wave. So this is, I guess it's a little bit due to the fact that nobody knows exactly how the numbers are going to be after Christmas and New Year, and in the doubt, many government and many politicians, I would say, are trying to save as many businesses as possible. So it's a very fine line between saving lives, which is a priority, and saving also what sustains those lives, which are businesses. There is one country in all of Europe that is taking things very differently, and maybe it's going to surprise you, and it's Switzerland. While the numbers in Switzerland are really bad, I would even argue that they are among the worst in Europe, the restrictions are not even half as strict as the rest of Europe. It means that the restaurants and bars can still be open until 7 p.m. Yes, there is a curfew, but at least they are open. For Christmas and New Year, they will probably be able to be open until 1 a.m., which seems like very liberal compared to all of our neighbors, basically. They privately, one cannot have more than 10 people, which is way more than other countries as well. And publicly, churches, religious purposes, funeral, political protest, all of this is allowed. But no public events like, I would say, like fairs or what is basically a pure pleasure and leisure. So Switzerland is also taking a completely different approach, as I mentioned last week, when it comes to skiing, which is literally making the directors of the most important hospitals in Switzerland completely crazy, because in normal times, in normal years, what happens when people have accident in the mountains, very often they are then transported the city's hospitals to get the necessary care, but now the directors of the hospitals have already made clear that whoever take the risk to go skiing and should be unlucky and have an accident, that person will probably not being able to be transported in any hospital in the big cities, because they are full. They have almost full capacity for COVID, and they only have a few beds left for other kind of emergencies, which is, let's not forget, in many cases also life threatening. So everything is now at the very edge. In Switzerland, we have different cantons, as we call them, and everybody is doing a little bit its own little rules. And this is probably also what drove us to have such bad numbers. It's the fact that we did not have a large consensus on what to do or not to do, or what to allow and not to allow, and therefore every region has decided a little bit by itself. For example, Graubünden, which is the region where you have those beautiful ski resorts like St. Moritz, is doing a lockdown with the restaurants until, I believe, the 18th of December, and then they will open again. So the idea being to slow down until barely before Christmas, and then allowing people to gather in restaurants and bars. Again, this is really a question of opinions, as always these days, but there is no doubt that by doing so, the numbers will get higher in January. Again, it is for them, of course, for many of them, a question of survival, and many businesses could potentially get bankrupt if those restrictions last too long. But it is also a question of decency. And as I said before, this fine line is everywhere easily crossed, one side or the other. And this is the reason why, how can I say, the discussions, the opinions are very heated, and accusations of all kind go into all sorts of direction. It is a time where it is absolutely necessary to keep a cool head and make the right decisions. But of course, when so many emotions are part of the decision making, it makes all of this very complicated. Now, let's finish on a positive note and say that the first vaccines in Europe will probably be available already before Christmas. It's what's announced, at least. And while this is not going to be an immediate relief for everybody, and I think we all understood that, it is nevertheless a wonderful light in the tunnel.
Thank you very much, Mirella Rastorfer. Over there.
My pleasure.